Okay, let's do our halakha review next. I believe that we got up to, let me just take a look at the list. Sugya that we had done, actually I made a mark. Last sugya that we did was saying Shai Nikra Vechatargam at the time that the Shiat Sibur, at the time that the Balkore was reading. Okay, so we had gotten up last week to the the Dinim Adaptes of Kriyat Shema B'Shachris. The Maisa, and we had various different shiurim in the Mishnah of what you have to be able to see at that time. The Acherim say, you recognize your friend, Barichu Karba Amas, that's the shiur, that's called Mishiyakir LaLocha, because we paskin Halocha Ka'acherim. La Maisa, however, we have to remember that we had that good old piece about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which isn't mentioned here at all, which was that a person can read from Alos HaShachar, Pa'amim Shadam Koreb, Shnei Pa'amim Kriyat Shema Nizyotze. As we saw earlier, many hold that's only B'Shat HaTchag. As we said, Kedai Rebbe Shimon to be Senech Alav B'Shat HaTchag. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins indeed like the Acherim, Mishi Yiret Chaveiro, the Rogelet Slow, that's like the Achsani, and so on. We'll get to that. But it should be from Yiret Chaveiro, which is significantly after Alos HaShachar, before Neitz. Obviously, it would be better to read it at Neitz if you're going to be able to daven. That's a Vatikin. And it's until Shalosh Shos Bayom. We mentioned earlier when we learned the Gemara, some say Shalosh Shos at the beginning of the third hour, which is the way Rashi was learning. That's not how we paskin. You have to the end of the third hour. There was one-fourth of the day. And you should read it like the Vitikin, which is to be Messiah at Netzachama. Now, if you didn't read it before the Netzachama, there's an Inyan to read it as quickly as possible. In other words, there's another Chatfila Shiurim to read it up until the time of Shalosh Shos Biyom. As a matter of fact, the Rambam's Lachon is Misha Avar. So in other words, if you were over the Fiyav of Kriya Bismana, then okay, you can make up for it by reading it up to Zman. It's amazing how the Meshach HaZman Zman Kriyat Shema came to be the mitzvah l'chatchila. I want to read Zman Kriyat Shema. That's not good to read Zman Kriyat Shema, you know. That's only b'ri'avad if you missed it, at least according to many. And the shaila is, what if you're an onus? If you're an onus, we're matir reading from Alos HaShachar because of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There's some question as to what constitutes an onus. And most people are rather makel in this. I'm taking a trip, it's more convenient to daven. Before I get to the airport, I really could daven in the airport, and the show in the airport, which would be after. Later on, Mishiyak, you're bad, you know, it's easier to daven out. That's not called onus, according to most. And it would have to be that literally you won't be able to daven later on, they won't wait for you, and so on. So there, we're semech on Rabbi Shimon. Shaila is, if you were a Yotzi B'Di'Evet, if you weren't an onus, that's a machlok. It's not understand. Rabbi Shimon and Shulchan Aruch brings again, you know, some question whether you had to be the other. Okay. Shaila.
This whole minyanim that daven before.
Right. Bad news. Before Mishiyakir. Right. Okay. The shaila over there is they're all going to work. If they don't go to work, they okay. Now, the Bir Halacha brings, if you are somebody who always davens Vitikin, Vitikin comes before the din of Tzibur does, of Tfila B'Tzibur does. So you should daven alone, if necessary, if your minig is always to daven v'tikin.
Oh, so if you have an opportunity one day
to... No, that it's if your minig is to daven v'tikin. If you're zohir in general. If you're not zohir in general, so then you're not included in v'tikin. Now, the shaila is, what exactly is the mace? The mates. Big questions. I mean, Ramah mentions a very strange, sometimes it must be a mistake. I mean, he talks about over an hour before the sun comes up. The real problems in defining the mates. We know that the minig is that the people are knowing that the mates is literally the mates. You can begin to actually see the first glint of the body of the sun over the horizon, which certainly doesn't seem to be a halacha, because we know we have the story of Helini Amalka, who put up on top of the Beit HaMikdash, which should be able to glint, would catch the gleam of the sun early, so people could see a gleam of that. That would be before.
Oh, that's clearly before.
That's clearly before. Okay, so they say, well, maybe, you know, they get ready and then, you know, be ready for it. There's a fantastic Tshuvas HaRambam, which the Chazon Ish follows la halacha, who says that there's no particular shir in Netzach Hama. It's basically up to what you feel the Netzach Hama is as the mitpalel. Because, I mean, look, after all, the Mishadar B'Bayit Afel. What kind of shir is that? You hear a woman talking. These people are being medactic, and it's 15 seconds as the sun reaches, 5.6 degrees and 36 seconds of degree. And so, I mean, that's ridiculous. The whole thing clearly is a be'erek kind of idea. There's no diuk in this year. So, because otherwise impossible to chalal. I mean, we see Lamaisa was not an easy thing because, as Tosis points out, if he was smiling all day, I mean, it must have been a tough thing to do, right? So, that's Reb Bruna, in front of the whole Chabura, such a great person. Okay, so clearly it's not an easy thing. But in any event, that's how the Rambam talks. There's no real particular shir. And then the next sugya is what happens if you didn't read, okay?
For our purposes, Netzach Hama is the crack of
Yeah, that's the minhag. I mean, it doesn't mean necessarily that somebody gave a proof positive lahalacha to that, but that's the way everybody is knowing today, and so mamela, that's good enough. Now, the shaila is, what happens if you didn't read during Zman Kriyat Shema? Okay, so we know that the Birchot Kriyat Shema, the Lo Yifsid Brachot. Okay, you're not going to be Yotze your Kriyat Shema. What about the Brachot? There's a big machlokas which we spoke about, where the brachot are given the din of tefillah. We see them as extensions of the din of tefillah, in which case they have until the zman of tefillah. The zman of tefillah is just 1 hour longer. So you would only say the brachot for another hour. Lamaisa, there are those that we'll see later on, what zman tefillah is vimshechat chatzos. According to them, you'd be allowed to say brachot kriyat shema chatzos, but we'll see when we get later on in zman tefillah. But remember that the Rambam says, you can say brachot kriyat shema kol hayom, Kesef Mishel learns, because he holds that that's the Zman of Kriyat Shema Kol Hayom. Others say that doesn't necessarily mean that. The Zman of Kriyat Shema may be whenever it is. We've already seen that the Brachot are not necessarily connected to the Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. Maybe the Rambam simply doesn't hold that they're not a din of Tefillah either. They have their own special Kriyut, which were supposed to be Maske these in Yonim. There was no particular time to be Maske those in Yonim. So according to the Rambam, you could say it all day long. Now the Mishnah Berurah says it's a Brachot of Atala, because of the way of halacha l'maisa, we pass Adar Basha'ot. He says maybe you could be somech, and it seems that he's noted in that direction. Maybe you can be somech on the shitas that ad chatzos you have if you were really nenas. Certainly, you shouldn't do it under any circumstances. The Svardim for sure don't do that. The Svardim have only Adar Basha'ot. Now, the question is, when do we measure those shalosh sha'ot from? That, of course, is the famous machlok, is the Zman Kriyat Shema the Mogen Avraham, or the Zman Kriyat Shema of the Gra. There's two completely different ways of when do we start the Shalosh Shaot. According to Mogen Avraham, we start the Shalosh Shaot from Alot HaShachar. According to the Gra, we start the Shalosh Shaot from the Netzach Hama. This is true even according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch. One thing that Hasidim agree with the Gra, okay? So we start from the Netzach Hama. Many people rely on the Gra. The Sfaradim do not rely on this. They go according to Pesach v'Shulchan Aruch, and it means the Me'alot HaShachar. Shalosh Shaos, Me'alot HaShachar, so they understand the Halacha. And then there's another question. Okay, but how do you measure an hour? Is an hour measured from the Netzach Hama until Shkiyah, or is it measured from Alot HaShachar until Tzeit HaKochavim? So obviously that's going to make tremendous differences in the length of the day. 1/12th of length of the day being the definition of the hour, which is made up for by the fact that if the day begins at the Lotzer Shachar, then that hour begins earlier. But anyway, it's not such a simple determination as to when Zman Kriyat Shema is, even if you're given this.
But are the Shittas consistent? Does the Ramah go from
not necessarily. So there are those who don't see it as necessarily being interrelated.
So one should not be so much on the Gra?
No, the minig is, it's brought that the minig is that people are so much today on the Gra. I don't know around here. I think in Yerushalayim there might be a bigger hakpada. According to the Magen Avraham. Even though they're Talmidei Gra, but there's hakpada to go like the Magen Avraham. Yes.
What about like Suffolk Darisa?
First of all, it's a Suffolk whether Kriyat Shema is the Arisa. as we'll see, not everybody holds that Kriyat Shema in this whole din of Zman Kriyat Shema is D'oraisa, where some say only the first pasuk is D'oraisa, the same place where we have the din of Kavanah. Even if it is D'oraisa, we see in the Yerushalmi, those who learn Yerushalmi, that there's a machlokas there too, where the Kriyat Shema is D'oraisa. But again, it doesn't hurt to read it. In other words, it doesn't hurt to read it afterwards.
No, you know. If I should follow this man of the garlic, then
the well, I mean, it's not a suffix when there's a psak halacha. You have a right to, that's not called suffix. If there's someone that you're sending on halacha, that's not necessarily called a suffix. Where there's no, where you feel that there's no critical psak, that's called a suffix in psak, with suffix brachas and so on. You don't call a suffix any time there's a machlokas between two shitas. Okay, next thing we had was the Shaila of Makom Gavoa. We said Bima Makim, it says that one should pray from a Makom that is Namoch. What is that shir of a Makom Gavoa? As it always is, three tefachim high. It's considered now to no longer be on the ground. And therefore, it's brought them, and the Magen Avraham brings minhag that they had in Europe, which is based on the Gemara. It says, Yored Lifnei HaTeva. Yored Lifnei HaTeva means literally, you walk down, not you walk up. So they had the Teva for the Shliach Tzibur was in a depression. And it's very depressing. It is. No. It is. So those shuls are so depressing. But Lamaisa, there was definitely a sense of Bima Makim. I, you know.
The Maharal Shul.
Oh, God, you got to wonder. You got to wonder how people manage to survive.
Those years in the darkness.
That darkness, that grayness, that just horrifying. Imam is horrifying. Anyway, the minig now is not that way. You know, today, I mean, the Reb Moshe Paskin, there's no need to do that in a shul today.
Well.
And if it's a mok that is kover shut la'atzmo, so in other words, there's a mechitza around it. The Gabi of the Shabbos would be a different reshus. It's not considered to be a makom gavoa. Then there's the other problem of davening from the middle of the shul, the tzura of the goyish davening. That's the way it's done in Reform and so on. That's a different issue. But as far as makom gavoa, if you're in a place which is miyakad reshus liatzmo for Hilchos Shabbos, it's not considered to be a makom gavoa. There's some who hold that. If you're on a place that is, like you're sitting on a chair or something like that, there's other issues. I mean, that's boyish. It's like sitting on top of a tree. And you shouldn't be sitting on top of a ladder or something like that because of aumnium, which over there was only l'kriyat shema, not l'kmila, but that's because of different reasons. The next thing we had was lo tochlu al adam, which we really discussed last week because we were talking about in terms of kriyat shema, of, eating before davening and so on. I thought it was kedai to mention it over here. When it's brought from Lo Tochlu Al Adam, the Minchas Chinuch learns that it's Nisu D'oraisa. And there's even some Utaina that it's in, there's a psikta that says that the nature of the idea of Pentishkach and so on, Pentishkach includes someone who's porek o malchus shamayim me'alav to go and eat before tefillah. That's a lashon of it. Some want to learn that according to the Rambam may also be a d'oraisa. That's the Minchas Chinuch time.
Before Zavos,
because once it's man, was it after Alozer, sometime Mishniyakir. Some want to say that if a person has a zman kavua to be mispalo, then that's his man tefillah. But that's like a big cooler. Okay, then we have the question of...
Does it mean to make it a regular breakfast as opposed to...
No.
Anything?
No. Anything. We discussed last week the heter for having tea or coffee, if it doesn't have sugar in it. The whole discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, we brought that last week.
We're talking about Meyer as well.
Different in Yonim Lagavi. Meyer of that, as we'll see. We spoke about that also last week a little bit. You have someone to remind you of Meyer. Okay, then it was the question of Ava Rab or Ava Soilam. That everybody knows. There's basically the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all say both times Avat Olam, which is why the Sfardim, in fact, have Avat Olam, both morning and evening. The Ashkenazim, they go according to the Rambam, who Alpi the Ga'enim, even though it's Mashmaut of the Sugya, was that we ended up with Avat Olam both times. Alpi Ga'enim, they say to say one Ava Rab in the morning and Avat Olam in the evening. The Ramah says that's the minhag in Ashkenaz. And indeed, even those who go Kaminek Sfarad among the Ashkenazim, many of them in this follow the Rama and say Ahava Rabba in the morning and Ahava Tolam at night. You'll see in your Siddur's Nusach Sfarad, it has both usually. Some say this. The next thing we had was Yotzer Or, the question of your Poteach with the wrong idea. So your Poteach with Yotzer Or, your Messiah, B'Mari V'Arabim, and so on. Now remember that we ended up, but when it comes to those brachas, since your basket, Midas Yom B'Laila, Midas Laila B'Yom, they're different than a general change of a bracha. And in fact, the Gra, based on the Ramban and then the Rashba, holds that everything follows the Chatimah. As long as the Chatimah was proper, it was okay. In the Shulchan Aruch, he's machmir, that you need to have not only a Chatimah, but some other element of the bracha that was maskir, what the Chatimah is maskir. Either you began it that way, or somewhere in the middle, you mentioned, you can't have a whole bracha talking about X, and then have just the Chatimah, Baruch Atah Hashem, contradicting everything that you said before. Okay, that's his psak. There is no positive psak in terms of the other brachas. A lot of my focusing about that shaila, if you were patach to say shakol ni'ebid varo, and you ended with a different bracha, whether it's like Rashi's pshat, that it was the question of what you had in mind, what was your consciousness for the bruchata, or whether you actually said the beginning of a bracha, which was the wrong bracha, the way other Rishonim learn, therefore, basically, according to Moses, Suffolk Brachot La'akel, if you did it that way, you don't really know for sure whether you're chayiv in another bracha, and then shouldn't say it. My own personal opinion is that the idea of saying Lamdeni Chukecha when you get into that problem is a horrific idea, even though it's brought by the Achronim, the Mishnah Brewer, and so on. Because as the Gemara says, Lamdeni Chukecha is not a bracha. That's the whole point. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, you're saying a tefillah. It's not a bracha. So to say a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, with a kavana of a bracha, say, well, okay, I can change it to Lamdeni Chukecha, because now I'm saying a pasuk is the ultimate bracha of Atala. Because if you hold that the bracha that you're saying is meant to be a bracha, so it makes much more sense to at least let it be a bracha. According to some of them, you'll be yotze even. And anyway, you'll end up with Suffolk Brachos L'Hakom. Hashenkin over here, you're going to make another bracha and ruin the first bracha by saying Lamdeni Chukecha. So anyway, that's a word from your sponsor. But I mean, okay, that brings us up to Perek Sheni. The first opening sugya in Perek Sheni, of course, is Kavana. Now remember that there's different issues of Kavana. The first thing that the Gemara seems we're talking about is Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Can we prove from here Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana? Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Now the Magen Avraham says that's Dafka in a Diraisa, not in a Dirabbanan. The Gra and others say there's no difference between a Diraisa and a Dirabbanan. The Rabbanan always mitaken a mitzvah in exactly the same way that the Torah is. If you need Kavana, then you need Kavana. And so amazingly, the halacha is that you have to have kavana for what you're doing. Since nobody has kavana for what they're doing, the question is, how do we get along on autopilot? The Chayyadam says, well, there's such a thing as contextual kavana. In other words, the guy saying Kriyat Shema in the Beit HaKnesset, in the middle of, what else is he doing? But, I always said kavana nikeret mitoch ma'asav is also again zvachim and chulin legabe cotton. Does he have, if he can't have kavana, but certainly if it's nikr mitoch ma'asav, legabe kiyuta and kiyuta, is it considered to be kavana? So there are a lot of issues like that of contextual kavana. But then there's this other horrific problem. And the other horrific problem is brought by some of the achronim. And personally, I gotta say, it makes a lot of sense. And that is the shaila. Remember, there's a difference between not having kavana and between being a mitasek. Mitasek means you're not even aware of what's going on. Not to have kavana. In other words, you're looking back, did I say any brachas just now? Or was I saying over the sporting news? I don't remember. Because basically, you had no awareness of what you're doing. Forget about the shaila, of whether you had kavana to be yotze, the mitzvah, which is what we're talking about over here. You didn't even know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, it's b'chlam, I'd be considered a mindset. It's like the words. They were words said by a monkey, not by a human. And certainly you can't be yotze chiyav on a bracha when a monkey said the bracha. So if you were samech on your own words as a monkey, it'd be like saying a mane to a parrot. Yeah, not going to be guilty. Okay, so that's a big shame already.
Parrots are living beings. I mean, they have rights.
Exactly. Okay, and then again, the Shiloh over here is, okay, how about Kavona? How about Kavona for the meaning? We had a big machlokas, remember? Rabbi Meir said, only the Pasuk Rishon. This is the only Kavona that you need. Rava said in the Gemara, halachic Rabbi Meir. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskets. However, there is a Truvas Harashba in which he explains why it might be that in this we shouldn't follow the Psak of the Gemara, and Alev Avecha should be Machayev, which is the second Pasuk. In other words, both Shema Yisrael and the first Pasuk of the Ahavta would be Ma'akev. There's also been a Vamida that we see, Lagabi the Umanim. The Rif Tain is that Amida is also Pasuk Rishon, even though the Gemara is Kan Beperek Rishon. Kan Beperek Sheni, but as the Rif explains, and remember, Amida means standing still. It doesn't mean to have to get up. That was the Machlokas Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Standing still says, even though the Gemara says Perek Rishon, but Lamaisa, since we Paski, you only need Kavana in the first Pasuk, why would you need Amida for more than the first Pasuk? The next sugya that the Gemara immediately entertains is, what language can you say than any other language? We pasken, like the Chachamim, the Rif says this prefers, that you can say Kriyat Shema in any language. There's an interesting Rambam, and there's big machlokas Rishonim about this. The Rambam says if you say Kriyat Shema in another language, then all of the dinim would still apply to that language. In other words, if you have to speak and enunciate in Lashon HaKodesh, you can have to do the same thing in English. So you'll have to be careful not to slur your words, and so on and so forth, because that is a function of language and not of kriya, which is fascinating. In other words, the diktuk in enunciation is a language issue and not a kriya of the pasuk issue, which is the way most understand. If you're not saying the pasuk, what's the point of enunciating clearly? Right, the Rambam doesn't hold that. There's another problem, of course the Achronim are great at bringing up new problems, so that even though, you know, I mean, I guess they knew how to translate Totafot in Swahili, because it's supposed to be an African word, you know, but how are you going to translate Totafot into English? You only get these loose translations, you're not going to be Yotze. Therefore, you cannot have the conservative sitter. That's where all the Shabbos came up, and again, even worse, if you close the door, even worse, Rav Moshe dealt with this question, were the prayer books that attempted to give over the ideas of Kriyat Shema instead of the words of Kriyat Shema. And it's interesting, Rav Moshe brings shitas that hold that b'chol lashon means concepts, not words. Right? So we talked about that issue, but remember those Rishonians who said that if it's kosher in another language, the Rashba was bringing a raya, how does a Shema mean both things? Right? How does it mean you have to hear it and it's got to be a language in a language? Or if it doesn't mean that you have to hear it, then it doesn't mean it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. It's because the two are interrelated, remember? If it's thought, then thought doesn't necessarily need language. It could be iconized thought. So if that's the case, then you would be Yotze even with a prayer book that gives you the ideas of Kriyat Shema. It's fascinating. That's the ultimate B'chol Lashon, okay? However, the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously it's mitzvah no mufcher, it's B'loshon HaKodesh, but Halacha Lemaisa, if you read it in English or any other language, you would be Yotze. And that's even if you know Lashon HaKodesh. In other words, you can't just say, this is for people who don't have any other choice. Okay, so again, the mufcher is B'lashon HaKodesh. You know the other word that they say you can't translate, the Achronim. This is great. You're going to love this one. How do you translate et? So since there's no preposition for et in English, you can't really translate Kriyat Shema. Because you can't even say the Ahavta et.
So therefore, they hold that it's only talking about languages that had a...
That has a preposition that's similar to the concept of et.
You could say,
there's no concept of et in English. Which is fascinating, right?
I disagree.
Okay.
I think it special.
We've got our own akron. The next sugya was the sugya of hafsaka. All right? So the Lamaisa we pass can halach Rabbi Yehuda, who is Mekel. And you can answer hello to anybody. It's brought lahalacha that by the acronym that we don't, as I mentioned to you when we're learning this again. Nowadays, it's assumed, since people are so religious, that if you're saying a Kriyat Shema or something, of course you're not going to be mopsing. Therefore, no one will get insulted if you show him, I'm reading Kriyat Shema. And then, therefore, we bechalal aren't mopsing, unless there's, you know, obviously if it's not kind of sufficient, you think the guy's going to, you know, is going to shoot you or something, obviously you should be mopsing. But everybody understands the religious duty, you know, comes before treating your fellow man like a human being. And therefore, why should you be mopsing? So the Shaila is... Oh, very nice. Sabra Josh carries along the little... This is great. We should have this. It says, Anschuldig, nicht mit mir. Ich red nicht mein Davening. Not with me. I don't talk during Davening, which is a great thing to have to pull out. And we should print it up in various Lashonas and so on. So the Shaila is... What about being mafsik for Kaddish or for Kedusha? The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush make the obvious, would appear obvious implication. If you could say hello to your friend, you should certainly be able to answer Yeish Bei Rabba or Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. It's not going to be worth saying hello to your friend. Interestingly enough, not everybody agrees. Because since you're being anyway Osek in the Shevach HaMokim, you're being Isaac and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and his Achdus and so on and so forth. So what's the point of being mafsik one in order to say another? Why say Yeish Mei Rabba if you're saying Kriya Shema? Lamaisa, we're mafsik, and Shulchan Aruch says we say Baruch Hu as well. We say mafsik for Modim, although the Akronim say only say three words. Modim Anachna Loch, don't answer the whole Modim. The Mishnah Brura either, but the Mishnah Brura adds, it's interesting because it's not discussed in very many places, not in the middle of a pasuk. Because you could certainly always have time to finish the pasuk and then say it, and it'll still make sense. Okay? Also, he has another interesting halacha. If you're going to lose money, you can be mafsik. In other words, you get a call, which is going to be nogea, a sale, or something like that. It's not different than being meshiv to your friend. Right? So, in other words, if you're.
Even in the middle of a sentence.
No, never a sentence. It's never going to be a sentence. It's a finished sentence. But take the call. You know,
the market's about to crash. Sell my stock. Exactly.
Exactly.
In the middle of
creation. In those days, there was no way to turn them off. Okay. How are Megillah questions? Again, nowadays, we're not knowing to be mobs. So given all our local mice, we pass them like rubber. The other shayla we had was Te'ima. We said there was a big machlokas we showed him, the Rach, Rabbi Chanan here. The Rosh says the whole thing, the Tosis brings this, is only a discussion if you're going to spit out what it is that you're tasting. Lamaisa, the Rif and the Rambam learned this is Nogea, even if you're swallowing it. We don't paskin one way or the other, la'alach, it's a suffix. And therefore, there comes to be a problem because there are times in which people taste in order to taste the food. And it now becomes a suffix bracha. So the Mishnah Brura suggests, if you're going to be tasting, have in mind bedavka to enjoy what you're tasting. So it also should be an achila. And then you can make the bracha libe dekuleyama because you're having in mind to eat. Not everybody accepts that. It's that you view it as an artificial construction of eating. Your intent is not to eat. Your intent is to taste. So when you say, I am going to change my act of tasting into an act of eating. But what is it, Lamaisa? If you're there and wanted to taste, then those sheetahs are all, even being bolea during tasting, is that Machayev a bracha? Lamaisa, why should you make a bracha? So in the end, we pass it as a suffix bracha, even in terms of swallowing. This is Nogea, by the way, on whether, remember the question is what we're talking about, to Ima and a tainus, was that a personal tainus? Let's talk about any tainus. No, it's no gas, no gas brushing your teeth or using mouthwash. Particularly. Mouthwash is very similar if you only have to be polite. So and you also hold that if you're being polite, it's dafka where achila kibel alatzbay, which might know that it's not on those taniyot, where it's not the what you were makaba, what it's what chazal, where it's koveya, then lachare you may swallow it You know, and according to the other Shitas, even Tehima is Aser. So you're being Torahim on a Tainus that's not your own personal Tainus. Lamaisa Ramesha Paskin, that it would be all right in terms of the Tehima on the Tainus. And one other, no, yeah, that's right, it's lighter, because maybe over there your Kavanah was only for actual Achila.
Listen, so on a
regular ta'anit, you can use mouthwash. Yeah. The other shaila is, what can you not do before davening? We talked before about eating. Over here we have the whole sugya of the bama, kilasa bama, what's also, in terms of that bama, I mean, that's pretty bad. So, first of all, what about other activities? How about taking a shower before davening? How about shaving before davening, huh? How about a guy who wants to exercise before davening?
Yes.
Yeah. So all of those, again, Rav Moshe was makel on those issues, although, there's other recent poskim that were more machmir, Rav Shlomo Zalman was more machmir on some of these. Rav Moshe generally felt that anything which improves your ability to be mispalel, and clearly if you're fresh and you're clean and you're shaven, I mean, you're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's part of Hikon Lekrat HaLokecha. So that's a preparation for your tefillah as well. If you're exercised and you're awake and aware and more able to face the day, that's part of waking up and preparing for tefillah. It's not something that you do before tefillah. So that wouldn't be a problem.
And a glass
Sorry? No, that's Gezel, the Gezel Tay over there. We have a problem of Gaiva and taking care of your, you know. But again, if it's needed, that's the big answer. It's needed for kavana. I mean, so that is no problem.
Eating a steak,
absolutely.
You know?
Having a minyan kavua play into this?
Again, you're more mako. It's not considered to be zman tefila so much if it's a minyan kavua. And then the question is whether you can greet your friend. We said there's some who hold that the only yitzur is amir shalom. You could certainly say tzafatav or boker tov, good morning. Okay, but there's the other isser, being mashkim lepitcho. Don't go up to another person, to his door, to say good morning, because it's being mashkim. Socially, even though the word shalom, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is a little bit ridiculous to put shalom onto somebody else before you've even spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, if you meet somebody, people are mashkim to say tzafratav, even though lemaisa, we say that if you just bump into him, it's mutter to say shalom to him. And that one thing that is musker in the Achronim, if you said already brachas, it's not like you're ignoring your chiyuvim klapi shamaya. So over there, it's not included in kilu, bana, bama, and so on and so forth, because you show that you're being oisik in tzarkei shamayim first. Okay, we've hit our half hour here in Malchim, and we'll continue our halachic explorations, Bezrat Hashem, next week.